it's a bit shorter. We'll be finished a little bit sooner than normal this week, but what we'll do is we'll have a cup of tea, go through, have a drink to get to know each other after the service, talk through what we've learnt, and then we've got our gospel training groups. We've got some training sessions. After that, we're going to be doing our Bible overview. In there, we're at Revelation, so we're right at the end now, so you get to find out how it all ends in Revelation. And the ethics group, are you still doing war this week? Environmental. Oh, cool, can I come to that one? So environmental ethics at the back of here, so that's going to be excellent. And that's our last one for a while. We're going to take a break through August, and then something else planned for September when we're all back from our holidays and things. So that's this morning, so do stay after that. After the gospel training groups, we're going to have lunch together. So there's food provided. Love you all to stay. It'd be great to have you with us. There's a lunch provided, and we're going to have communion together as well. So this bit of the service is a bit shorter, but we've got quite a bit more to come afterwards. So let's pray, shall we? Dear God, just help us to not lose sight of the familiarity of these words. They're so famous, so well known. Lord, would you, by your Spirit this morning, talk to us, tell us, show us what you mean. Help us all to really grasp and understand what Jesus meant when he told us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So have you ever been lost, by the way? Have you ever got lost on a journey? Yeah? Where were you? Anybody? Where were you? Well, yeah, We weren't lost. It was a shortcut that was quite long. I knew what I was doing. I just couldn't explain to you that it was going to be 17k. And one of mine and Becky's first argument. My wife, she's not well today, but our first argument when we got married was on our honeymoon. We'd just gone up to Glasgow. We'd flown out there. We hired a car, done all the hassle of finding the hire car place, and we needed to find the M8. If anybody knows Scotland, the motorway that took us up north, and we could not find it. I was driving. She was map reading, and that was the proper first kind of like good old-fashioned argument there, and we were parked right underneath it. It was above our heads. I was like, we definitely should be here, we should be on it. Oh, that's it. So it was we were under a bridge over our heads. See, when we get lost, when we've got no clear directions, when we don't know where we're going in life, it can get really disappointing, really annoying. We can get cross, we can get upset, we can get worried when we don't know where life is going. And okay, that's finding a holiday destination or something is maybe mildly infuriating, and maybe a bit annoying, but it's not life and death, is it? What about your life in general? Where are you going in life? What are you hoping your final destination will be? Where do you think you're going to end up? What are you hoping for? What are you living for? What are you waking up every morning and thinking, one day I'll be? Who do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up? What is the destination? Maybe you're confused. Maybe there's lots of ideas floating around. Maybe you're hearing some people telling you, this is the way to achieve your life goals. This is another way. Lots of options, lots of religions, lots of faith groups, lots of self-help guides that are telling you how to reach the end goal. But today, we find out that there is only one way and one truth and one life that is available. And that's Jesus. He's everything that we want. And he's the only way for us to be with the Father, with God, in heaven forever, to live that perfect life. So whatever you're thinking of at the moment, whatever your future plans involve, I'm hoping this morning that your future plans end up really, I want to be with God in heaven forever. I want to be there forever. I want to have that perfect life. And not just in the future, not just when I die, it'll be nice, but I want to live that perfect, that life of fulfillment now. I want to have it now as well. Because you can with Jesus. You can have that life right now with Jesus. You don't have to wait for some point in the future. It's now as well. And we'll find out that that is everything you've ever wanted. Jesus is everything you ever wanted in life. So where are we in John? Well, he's just told his friends, John chapter 13, that he's going to die. Okay? So Can you imagine what that, how they were feeling? These men and women had been following him for 3 years. There was this amazing, like, whirlwind of a three-year existence for these guys living in out in Palestine, you know, in the first century. And they were following this amazing man. Nothing like this had ever happened. No man like this had ever said things, done things, anywhere near like this amazing man had done, these miracles. And he said, it's going to be over soon. I'm going. It's all finishing. I'm leaving you. And they were worried. Those guys were really worried. They were concerned. They were worried that they didn't know either where he was going or how to get there. And that's a real problem. He's going to die. He doesn't know where they're going, and they don't know how to get there. And they're confused. They're scared. They're worried. They've just spent 3 years of their life following this man. What? That now's the time to leave us, is it? How we don't even know where you're going, let alone how to get there. So don't leave us now. But this is where Jesus just gives them so much assurance, so much help, and says, don't be worried. Look at the first opening lines of that chapter 14. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be worried. Don't be worried about it. It's okay. So what about your life? What about your future? What about that future goal you've got? Maybe it is, I do want to be in heaven. I do want to be with God forever. I do want that perfect life. But I don't really understand all the confusion of all the things that people are telling me to get there. And life without Jesus, life without a guide is concerning. It can be a worrying place. But don't worry. Don't be worried this morning. Jesus gives us all the answers. Gives us all three ways. He clearly says he's the way, the truth, and the life. So when you go on holiday, you're going away, aren't you, this in a couple of weeks, and off to New Zealand, back off to New Zealand for a few weeks, do some work and meet old friends. I suppose you kind of know where you're going, don't you, you guys? You know New Zealand quite well. But if you go somewhere new, we're off to the middle of Wales this summer, and how am I going to get there? What am I going to do? I'm going to drive. What am I going to do? How am I going to get there? Yeah, I'm not just going to get in the car and drive, am I? I'm not taking the train. No way. I'm going to drive to Wales, right? But how am I going to actually get there? I need to follow a map. I need to know the destination I'm heading. I'm going to punch it into Google, and I'm going to follow what it tells me, because I trust Google completely, because it's never let me down. So Google Maps, it will take me there. There's no point me trying to do something different, is there? There's no point. And I'm a geography teacher. I know I should do a map and I should do my own route, but really, I need to find a route and I need to follow it. And I need to trust that that's the way to go, because there's no point. If I don't go that way, I'm going to get lost and not end up at my destination. And that's what Jesus is saying here. The final destination of being with the Father, with God, that is where we need to head to. And just like these guys think, well, how do I get there? Well, it's the question that has posed, that has perplexed humans for years, isn't it? How can I reach God? How can I get to God? That's what philosophers and religious people have been saying for years. So how do I get there? What am I going to do? How do I get there? And there's been lots of ideas, lots of things thrown around, lots of ideas, lots of routes that we could take that everybody says will get you there. But Jesus blows all that away and he says, I am the way. Not a way, not one of many, not all roads lead up the mountain. Jesus is saying, it's just me. And the logical conclusion to that, guys, if you follow a different route, you're going to get lost and you're not going to get to God. Are you? You're not going to find God if you don't follow Jesus. That's the logical outcome, isn't it? This isn't you could try and they'd probably all get there. We'll cross our fingers and hope for the best. Let's just hope that when I die maybe I'll there. Jesus is saying, I am the way. So what other roads might you be tempted to follow? What other patterns, paths might you want to take? Well, you might look at religion. You might look at other religions and think, they're going to really help me. But they're going to get you lost and they won't get you to God. maybe rule keeping, like we thought this morning. If I'm really good, if I try really hard, I'll get. No, that's not what Jesus says, is it? Jesus doesn't say, be good. Jesus says, I am the way. Not being good is the way. Maybe prosperity, comfort, ease, the ability to just relax and... But no one gets to the Father except through Jesus. Jesus is the only way to the Father. So if you're looking to the only way, if you're looking to get to God, if you want a relationship with God, you want to be with him forever, you want to be, and that starts now. You know, that isn't a, I'll see him when I die. That's a living relationship with God now. Then Jesus is the way. The only way. But are you a bit confused? Because in this world, I've just said there's lots of other pathways that are presented to us, aren't there? Lots of other lifestyles, and you don't know where to turn. In this world of fake news, and even now, artificial intelligence, you don't even know what photo to believe in the paper, do you? Our politicians are found guilty of lying in Parliament. The paper, the newspapers, you can't... You know, if you've ever read an article of something that you actually know about, you'll know it's full of lies. You can't believe anything you see or read. We are living in what's called a post-truth world. Can you believe that? Truth doesn't mean anything. There is no meaning to truth anymore. You can say what you want and it'll be true. So how can we navigate all this? How do I really know that this is true? How do I know where to turn? Do you just wish someone would just cut through all the mess, all this rubbish that is out there, and say, it's this one? We live in this plural world, don't we, where lots of things can be true. Illogically, two things can be true but completely contradictory. Absolute nonsense. Can't be the case, can it? So what is truth? Do you want to know the truth? Have you seen Jerry Maguire? Do you want the truth in that great film? You can't handle the truth, but we can here, can't we? This is Jesus. The truth... He's not a truth. He's not one other truth amongst many. He is the truth, people, this morning. And only he is true. You're not being lied to here. I'm not making this up. Jesus wasn't making it up. You can trust him. This isn't AI-generated content. This isn't fake news. It's not been photoshopped. This is Jesus telling you he is the truth. So logically, the alternative to all that is everything else is a lie. But everything else is a lie. So anything other than the way will get you lost and you won't get to God. Everything other than the truth is a lie and won't get you to God. He's trustworthy. So if you want something to cut through all this stuff, all this stuff that's in the world, different ways to understand God, different ways to be fulfilled in life, Jesus is your answer. He's your answer. He is the truth. So, let me ask you, are you living your best life? Are you living your best life? We hear that, see that on Instagram? That's what everybody posts, isn't it? Their best life. You only live once. I'm not going to say it. You only live once. I had a girl I was trying to, girl at school, working at secondary school. I was trying to convince this young lady to go home with her parents the other evening because she wanted to go out with her mates, and I knew she was going to go and do stupid things with her mates and put herself at risk. So I was really trying to help her to make good, sensible choices. And she said, it doesn't matter, I could be dead tomorrow. I'm going to go out and I'm going to have a sick night with my friends, which I assume means it was a good evening. But she was going to have a good night out with her mates. I could be dead tomorrow, so you're not going to convince me otherwise. Do we have that attitude of, could be dead tomorrow, so why don't just live now? Live my best life. And even as like, that's a 15-year-old girl, but what of us, those of us that are older and more mature, you know, we've thought it through, we would never say that. But am I looking for the car, the house, the spouse, the better job? Chance to just sit down and rest for a bit, sleep for more than 3 hours at a time? Is that what we're looking for? Is it? No, you wait. Just wait a few years, mate. Are we looking for relaxation, a decent golf handicap, the best time on your 10K, whatever it is, you know, is that the thing that will make my life complete. Is that what it is? Will I end up playing for England one day? What do you dream of? What is it that makes you sit back and go, this is the life? This is the life. Now be honest with me now. Be honest with yourself. Forget where you are for a minute. Forget that you're in church and the Sunday school answers. What is it that would make you sit and go, this is the life? Because do you know who the life is? Guess what? The answer is, it's Jesus again. Not only is the way to God, and he's the truth, but he is the life itself that we're looking for. He's the only way that we can live our best lives. He's the only way that we can live life to the full. The only way we can be truly who God wants us to be. And logically, the opposite of that is death. So the opposite of following Jesus as the way, you'll be lost and without God. The opposite of following the truth is you're following lies and you'll be without God. And if you reject Jesus this morning, your only future hope is death. And that's hard, isn't it? That's your only future option that you've got available. You won't have the life that he's promising. You won't have him. And you'll face death. So life to the full is only in Jesus. It's only there. You might have the beautiful house and the beautiful wife and the husband and the beautiful car and relaxation and the best night's sleep you've ever had. Or you might not. But it doesn't matter. Those things are incidental. Those things are secondary. They don't matter. Because it's Jesus is the life. It's in Jesus that you can really sit back and go, this is the life. So what's the alternative? What would happen if you just walk away from here this morning and, well, that was a load of old rubbish, what's he talking about? What you're heading for is lost in a sea of lies, facing certain death. You'll have no way of finding God. You'll always be tricked by different stories and beliefs and ideas in an untrustworthy world living in that sea of lies. And your only future is death at the end of an unfulfilled life. That's pretty bleak, isn't it? Sorry. But that's what it is. It is bleak. I'm not going to dress it up for you. So where do you want to be in 5 years' time? Where do you want to be? What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you're hoping for in life? What are you hoping will make the difference? Do you want to be eternally happy with God? Is that what you strive for? And if you do, the answer to everything this morning is Jesus. Nothing more, nothing less, Jesus. He is the way. He'll show you how to get there. Follow him and you will meet God. He's the truth. He is trustworthy. You can believe every word he says. And he is the life, the only way you can have a fulfilled existence now and forever is to trust in this amazing man. Let's pray, shall we? Our dear God, we pray that all of us this morning would just not lose the power of these words, that your spirit would come now and just show us how massive this is and what the alternative is for us. Lord, it doesn't matter. All those other things that we want to do doesn't matter. But Lord, pray that everybody here this morning would know and for themselves fully be committed and believe that Jesus is the only way, the only truth and the only life. And pray that we would all follow him. In Jesus' name, amen.